Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's time to talk to Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Good morning, Brandon. Happy Friday to you.
You see me on TV? I was on TV more than Belichick, for crying out loud. It was unbelievable. I swear to God, people were texting me from pictures off the TV. Belichick, first possession when they jumped offside in the neutral zone that led to the touchdown. I was 5 yards behind him. Mother F, what the mother F? I mean, it was unbelievable. Then when they could pick up a first down, the first three possessions, then I get right behind the bench where Brady and Edelman are sitting down because I know the camera's going to be right there. So right there, Edelman comes walking over. What the F are we doing? We effing suck. We can't pick up an effing first down. What are we doing? Then he stares at the offensive line, like goes over and glares at them because they're not blocking. Then I positioned myself like a big third and 12, and I was like ahead of the chain gang, like 12 yards. I'm trying to like the play call. Something to my side. So then they ran like a little screen to Ingram, and he's coming right at me, and everybody moves, you know, because you're about 7 yards off. There's a little checkered yellow line you're not supposed to go across. Boys, I was almost on the field making tackles. I was across it. I was there. Ingram goes down. He rolls over like three times right to my feet. I help him up, give him a little pat on the butt. He runs back and got on TV. That was unbelievable.
How do you say you look like assistant GM, all that stuff, man?
Well, it was funny is they give you a blue NFL jacket and a pair of blue NFL sweats. So once you know, when you walk in the sidelines and all the security people see the blue NFL jacket, because my buddy, he's his buddy runs the visitors locker room for all the Ravens games. So that's how we get down there. So they give you that garb, you walk out on the field, and you can go pretty much anywhere, and you go from the 40-yard line to the end zone, 40-yard line to the end zone. So you keep rotating wherever the ball goes. So it was just, and there was only like, that's, you know, cool. 12 of us. Guys, it was unbelievable. And you don't realize what goes on from possession with position coaches as soon as they come off the field, man. You got the surfaces and the pictures, and it was unbelievable. And, you know, I came on your show and said Ravens were going to win the game outright, shock the world, and give the Patriots their first loss. And then to be down there and watch it in person was pretty spectacular. And then the buddy who did it for me, his best friend's wife is chief financial officer of the White House. So then on Monday we went to the lawn and watched the Nats with President Trump. And the dude like, you know what, Lang, you're pretty cool. First time hanging out. You got to get back here in a month. We'll go bowling in the White House, but we got to bring our own booze. So
you're on a roll, man. We're lucky to get you on today with all that stuff. Hell, I was all jacked up to tell you about LSU, ask you about what's going to happen with LSU and Alabama, which side you feeling good on? Everybody's been wondering about one of the great games that been hyped up that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's going to be the biggest play on my website I've had since Clemson beat Alabama in the national championship game. It's going to be a 200-dimer. It's as big as I go. It's the first one of the year. I've waited since that national championship game to release it, so it'll be up on the website. I got a great feel for this game. You know, the biggest game of the year was the Ravens and Patriots, and I said the Ravens were going to beat them, and they did. This is these big games I just got a great feel for. Like Monday night, Seattle and San Francisco. I'm going to tell you what, Seattle's going to go in there and beat them on Monday night, just like I told you the Ravens
were
going
to. Is that right? You like Seattle? Yep. You like Seattle over San Fran, at San Fran, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you break down this game and you look at it, first of all, Russell Wilson, the last eight times he's been an underdog, he's 8-0 against the spread. And so when you start to break down just how potent he is, you really break down the San Francisco run. It's, you know, funny, guys, there are a lot of similarities between the Seattle-San Francisco game as there were the Baltimore-New England game. New England's offense is ranked 21st in the NFL. When you really start to break that down, look at the defenses that they played against to only rank 21st.
Right.
Patriots hadn't played anybody. So not playing anybody, weak schedule, 8-0, and your offense is still ranked only 21st. with the defenses you played against, it was teed up for us. And so this is much the same way that when you look at San Francisco and you look at who they've played this year and the quarterbacks they've played, and you have Russell Wilson and the mobility, and one of the things San Francisco doesn't do a great job of, they don't defend the run really well. Jameis Winston, Tampa Bay, Andy Dalton, Mason Rudolph, Baker Mayfield, and Freddie Kitchens, who, by the way, guys, lost his job at the laundromat stealing quarters, got fired. Now I hear that his wife's brother owns a bowling alley, so he's got a job spraying the rental shoes when you return them.
Nice.
And he's training to see how you fix the pins when they get jammed. The guy that you see go back to the back where the balls come back, now he's in the bowling alley. I mean, I don't know where we're going to send him next when he probably loses on Sunday to Buffalo. I don't know if he can lose the job at the bowling alley, simply because it's family. It's family owned.
Right.
I know one of the uncles on his wife's side owns a termite service, so he might be the guy that comes out and looks at the termites on your house. And the hot Miami sun might sweat off some of that chubbiness he's got, but things are going bad for Freddie. But Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, Kyler Murray. So there's no quarterback there that presents. In last year, last game of the year, when Seattle had made the playoffs, it was done. They were finished. Really didn't care. They lost at Levi's Stadium to the Niners. But prior to that, Seattle had beaten San Francisco 10 straight games before that throwaway game last year. So I'm going to grab the 6.5, and I'm going to call for Seattle to shock the world and beat San Francisco outright.
I got a question for you, and I know that a lot of the times it's really based on, especially in football, on a quarterback and his play, if the line can move up or down with an injury. Ohio State, the stuff came out this morning about Chase Young, and now he's going to be ineligible to play this week and maybe even going forward the rest of the season. A guy like Chase Young, how much does he push the spread up or down if he's not going to play in a game and maybe not play the rest of the season for Ohio State?
Wow. That what happened? I just woke up.
Well,
this happened overnight.
No, it literally happened 5 minutes ago.
Yes, about 20 minutes ago, a report came out that it's possible money and a booster, and he's now not going to play this weekend.
My man might have taken a little money before he was supposed to, and it got back to the team. Yep.
Oh, man. Loose lips sink ships. Come on, bro.
I mean, that's going to hurt their national championship hopes too, right? I mean, this is a big deal.
Oh, my. Guy just put 5 dimes on them to win the national championship at +300. Come on, bro. Ooh. Put the weed down and do the right thing. Man, you can't just – they're going to give you money. One of the greatest stories ever is Leroy Smith was Michael Jordan's best friend growing up. And when Michael didn't make the varsity team his sophomore year and got stuck on the junior varsity, it's because the coach brought up Leroy, who was 6'7". Well, Jordan averaged 47 points a game for the first 10 games on JV, and then Jordan got called up. So whenever Jordan checked into a hotel, he checked in and signed in as Leroy Smith as a reminder that that's the guy that stopped him from making the varsity. True story, because I met Leroy in El Segundo when I was trying to network the movie where Pick Up Basketball on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I got to know him, became one of my very good friends. He was going to start a website called Michael and Me about all their stories growing up. And I said, give me one. And he said, well, when they were at the North Carolina basketball camp, Michael was going to UCLA. He was all in on UCLA. And for whatever reason, their junior year going into their senior year, they went to the North Carolina basketball camp. And at the North Carolina basketball camp, and they're sitting there, and Jordan's got to go to dinner with one of the boosters. So he goes to dinner, and they're all in the dorm room. They're hungry. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and the food place is closed, and they're all sitting in their dorm room. And Mike comes back, and he's sweating, and he comes in the dorm room, and he sits down, and he's like, anybody follow me? He goes, look, is anybody following me? I'm like, no, Michael, nobody followed you. He goes, look, did anybody follow me? They're like, Michael, nobody follows you. He's like, all right, good deal. And he opened up the little yellow Walkman that he had, the old Walkman, you remember. He opened it up, and where the batteries went, he opened it up. There were no batteries there. And he pulls out 100. He pulls out 200. He pulls out 300. He goes, look, that booster gave me 300. I'm going to North Carolina. They ordered pizza, and they're eating like they go in an electric chair. And that was one of the stories he told me about Mike going to North Carolina and the booster. I don't know what Young did. But bro, just stuff it in the Walkman, man. Now you killed me. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, listen. Oh, man.
That's a big –
5 points.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks are 7. I know that for a fact. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, they're 7. Rodgers got hurt a couple years ago. middle of the week line dropped 7 points. So elite quarterbacks are 7. College football, imagine him. Their offense is still outrageous.
Really good. Yeah,
their defense is still solid. They're going to get stops. It's going to come down. Their national championship run is if that offense continues to roll. Their secondary, people are saying, has got 4 guys that are probably going to play in the league. So I would say 3 to 4 points. I don't think it affects them. I don't think it affects them anything to do with the Big Ten. There's nobody in the Big Ten that I feel can beat them. Not Michigan, not Penn State. If the game were at Happy Valley, maybe, but Penn State's got to go to Ohio State. I think that's a very, very tough place to play. But if Ohio State wins out, they're going to be number 1. Clemson wins out, they're going to be number 2. Alabama wins out, they're going to be number 3. And if Oregon wins out, Oregon's going to be number 4. That's the way I have it falling right now. And then you got, obviously, Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Clemson, and then probably you're going to probably have an Ohio State-Clemson national championship game. So that's the way I have it breaking out. But Chase Young, you got to put the weed down, man. The weed, when they're smoking the weed and the mind gets going and you start talking to the brothers and bragging, you're going to get busted.
Well, let me ask you, can you pick us one winner you feel good about? Away from your big ones, can you give me one that you like?
Oh God,
a lot?
Yeah, Minnesota. I'm gonna row the boat with Fleck in Minnesota. Like them plus the points. I don't think people realize how good that team's playing right now.
Wow.
Penn State escaped at Iowa. Iowa's quarterback turned it over 100. He just turned it over again 121 times in that game. 17-12. They struggled against Pitt at home. They've had a very easy schedule. Michigan went in there in the second half, and we all know what happened at the goal line with the drop pass. It would have sent that game to overtime. So I don't think Penn State warrants being that big a favorite. Nobody giving Minnesota any respect whatsoever. I like Minnesota plus the points. In the NFL, like I said, Freddie's working at the bowling alley now. Tuesday nights, dollar games. Freddie's got the promotion going. So dollar games, free shoes from Freddie. So I'm going to take Buffalo by the half point, get 3.5. Bills have covered 6 straight. On the road, so I'm gonna go with them. And Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins are also calling Freddie to get a job at the bowling alley after they leave Dallas on Sunday night. This team at home never punts against Washington and only scores 19 points. They go on the road against Kansas City and figure out a way to implode and lose that. They're now 2-6. Their last 8 against the spread as a dog. By the half point lead, 2.5 with Dallas. Like what I saw in the second half from the Cowboys. And then Monday night, Seattle over San Francisco.
Sorry to burst your bubble on the Chase Young stuff. I hate to be the one with the bad news this morning.
Well, you did.
You
hurt him a little
bit.
I know. And it didn't happen that long ago. So
no, yeah. 8:05 this morning, basically. 45, 50 minutes ago, broke.
Now I got to go grind in the poker room at the Wind to make up that $5,000.
Yeah, you got to break even there. Brandon, thank you, guys. As always. We'll
Brandon,
talk to you next
great
week.
Stuff, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network, and a sad person this morning also hearing that news.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.